Shal Proverb 28. The Rasha, the evil, flee when no one is pursuing. But the Tzaddikim, the righteous, are bold as a lion. For the Pisha Eretz, for the land in rebellion, many are the Sarim, many are the princes, the rulers thereof, but by an Adam Meven Yodea, a man of understanding and knowledge, shall be lasting order. A Gever Rash, a poor man, that oppresses the Dalim, the poor ones, is like a sweeping Matar, like a sweeping rain, which leaves no Lechem. It leaves no bread, no food, no crop. They that forsake Torah, they that forsake God's instruction, praise the Rasha. They praise evil. But such as be Shomer, such as be those who guard and keep and protect the instruction, contend against them. Ansheira, evil men, understand not Mishpat. They don't understand justice, but they that seek Yehovah, they understand all things. Better is the Rush, the poor, that walk in his integrity, than he that is perverse in his drachim, in his paths, his ways, though he be rich. He who keeps Torah, he who keeps instruction, is a bin me'evin, a discerning son. But he that is a companion of zolelim, of gluttons, shames aviv, he shames his father. He who increases his substance by interest and usury gathers it for him that is gracious to the dalim, to the poor ones. He that turns away his ozen, his ears, from mishmuad Torah, from heeding the instruction, even his tefillah, even his prayer, shall be to'eva. It shall be an abomination. He who causes the yesharim, the upright ones, to go astray in a derek ra, in an evil path, he himself shall fall into his own trap, but the blameless ones shall inherit tov. They shall inherit good. The Ish Osher, the rich man, is kakam in his own eyes. He's wise in his own eyes. But the Dal Me'evin, the poor man with understanding, searches him out. When Tzadikim triumphs, there is Rabbah Teferet, there's great glory. But when the Rishaim rise, when the evil rise, the people go into hiding. He that covers his pishaim, his sins, shall not prosper. But he who confesses and forsakes his sins, he shall find mercy. Ashrei Adam, happy is the man that is reverent always. But he that hardens his lave, he that hardens his heart, shall fall into ra'ah. He shall fall into evil. As a roaring ari, a roaring lion, and a charging dove, a charging bear, so is a wicked moshel, a wicked ruler, over the amdal, over the poor people. The nagid, the ruler, lacking tivunot, lacking understanding, is a great oppressor. But he that hates bidza, he that hates ill-gotten gain, shall prolong his yamim. He shall prolong his days. If an Adam, if a man is burdened with dom, with blood, murder, of a nephesh, of a soul, let him be a fugitive ad bor, till the pit, till death. Let no ish help him. Let no man help him. He who walks tamim, he who walks blameless, shall be saved. But he that is perverse in his drachim, in his paths, in his ways, shall fall suddenly. He that tills his adama, his land, shall have plenty of lechem, plenty of bread. But he that chases after empty things shall have poverty enough. An ish emunot, a faithful man, a loyal man, shall abound with berkot, with blessings. But he that makes haste to be rich, he shall not go unpunished. To show partiality, lo tov, not good. For a piece of lechem, for a piece of bread, that gever, that man will transgress. He that hastes to be rich hath a ra'ayin. He has an evil eye, and considers not that want shall come upon him. He that rebukes an adam, he that rebukes a man afterwards, shall find more chen, more grace, more favor, than he that flatters with his lashon. He that flatters with his tongue. He who robs aviv or imo, he who robs his father or his mother and says, it is no pesha, it is no transgression. The same is the kaver, the companion of an ish mashkit, a man of destruction. The covetous stirs up strife, but he that puts his trust in Yehovah shall be prospered. He that trusts in his own lave, in his own heart, he's a kisel, he's a fool. But he who walks in kokma, he who walks in wisdom, shall be delivered. He that gives unto the rash, unto the poor, shall not lack. But he that hides his enayim, his eyes, meets many curses. When the Rishaim rise, Adam hide themselves. Men go into hiding, but when they perish, the Rishaim, when they perish, the Zadikim increase.